Hello, and welcome to the second annual West Texas A&M University Trumpet All-State Etude Podcast for the academic year of 2009-2010. I'm Bill Takas, trumpet professor at West Texas A&M University. This year I will be including the etudes for both the large schools and the small schools as well. In this podcast, I will be talking a little bit about each etude, which will cover practice strategies and some particular items to watch out for, and then you will get to hear each etude at different tempos, followed by a run-through at performance tempo. I strongly suggest that you take your time when learning these etudes, and you may even need to start at a slower tempo than the slowest one I recorded. That's perfectly fine, and there's no shame in that. When we jump into trying to absorb too much material at too quick of a pace, we tend to overlook certain things and then learn them incorrectly, causing us to have to double back and relearn the material. Some basic rules of thumb. Use your metronome frequently, pay attention to details such as proper articulation and dynamics, and always play with the best sound you possibly can. I gave the same exact advice at the beginning of last year's podcast, and I feel that it is important enough to repeat this year. If you have any questions about any portion of this podcast, please feel free to contact me by email at wtakas@mail.wtamu.edu. That's wtakas@mail.wtamu.edu. I'm going to begin with the large school etudes. If you are interested in the small school etudes, you will have to fast forward to that section of the podcast. This year, the large school etudes were selected from the Arban Characteristic Studies. If you have the entire Arban book, these begin on page 285. The numbers selected were portions of etudes 1, 9, and 11. I'll start with number 1. The required section is from the beginning to the third beat of measure 35. I want to first stress the importance of playing the correct articulations. Make sure that you learn the articulations correctly from the beginning, so that you don't have to go back and relearn them. Arban chose his articulations to pose a challenge to the player, so observe them carefully. Getting from measure 5 to measure 12 can be difficult in one breath, especially at a slower practice tempo, so be sure to take in as much air as possible and stretch the air as long as you can. Even though the errata list says to omit the retard in measure 12, I think that a slight retard brings this first phrase to a proper conclusion. In measure 16, watch for the rhythmic change. The last three notes of the bar are regular 16th notes, as opposed to the 16th note triplets, which comprise the rest of that measure and the previous three measures as well. Watch for accidentals that carry through the bar, such as the E-flats in measure 21. Watch for the key change to E-flat major at measure 25. In measure 27, you have two turns to contend with. There are a total of five notes in a turn. You start on the first note printed, move to the upper neighbor in the key, return to the original note, move to the lower neighbor in the key, and then again return to the original note before moving to the next printed note. The only exception to this is when accidentals are indicated. If there is an accidental above the printed turn, then you alter the upper neighbor with the printed accidental. If there is an accidental below the printed turn, then you alter the lower neighbor with the printed accidental. So in this case, the first turn will have the notes G, A-flat, because of the key signature, back to G, then F-sharp because of the sharp below the turn, and then back to G again. The second turn will be B-natural, up to C, back to B-natural, down to A-natural because of the natural sign below the turn, then back to B-natural. All of this must be executed rhythmically within the duration of 1/8 note, like this. Other challenges in this etude include breathing spots and the sudden shift of registers. As you increase your practice tempos, try to choose proper breathing spots and be consistent in observing them. Executing sudden shifts in registers can be frustrating, but keep working on them, slowly at first, and your accuracy and consistency will improve. The range of tempos for this etude is quarter note equals 70 to 90. I'm going to play each section of this etude at two practice tempos, then once through at performance tempo. First, here is measures 1 through 12 at quarter note equals 56. Next, here is measure 13 through 24 at quarter note equals 56. Now here is measure 25 through 35 at quarter note equals 56. Let's increase the tempo. Here is measure 1 through 12 at quarter note equals 70. Here is measure 13 through 24 at quarter note equals 70. And here is measure 25 through 35 at quarter note equals 70. Thank you. Okay, time for the run-through. Here is the entire required section of the etude at quarter note equals 90. Next up is etude number 9. The required section is from the beginning to measure 36. You have to be extremely careful when it comes to articulations in this etude. Some are very faint and difficult to read. For instance, the first note of measure 8 is separated, the next two notes are slurred, and then the next note is separated. Another tricky one is the second beat of measure 32. In this beat, the first note is separated, and then the following three 16th notes are connected by a slur. Other things to watch out for? Watch the rallentando, the last part of measure 27. This leads into a tempo change in measure 28 to a much slower tempo. Be musical here. You don't have to play like a robot, observing the rhythms very strictly. Take your time and experiment with different shaping of the phrases. Execute dynamics, accents, and articulations to the best of your ability. The range of tempos for this etude is from quarter note equals 77 to 90. However, the più largo section should be slower, probably around quarter note equals 70. I will play this section once at quarter note equals 70 with the metronome and strict rhythm, then more freely in the run-through of the etude. Here are measures 1 through 8 at quarter note equals 60. Next is measures 9 through 16 at quarter note equals 60. Next is pick up to measure 17 through measure 28 at quarter note equals 60. And finally, here are the three eighth notes before measure 29 to measure 36 at quarter note equals 60. Okay, new tempo. Let's try measures 1 through 8 at quarter note equals 72. Here are measures 9 through 16 at quarter note equals 72. Here is the pickup to measure 17 to measure 28 at quarter note equals 72. And here's the più largo section at quarter note equals 70. Okay, here is the run through. I'm actually going to play the first part a little faster than the uppermost range of tempo at quarter note equals approximately 104. If you get to the point that you can move above the highest indicated tempo and play it cleanly, then by all means do that. Don't play faster just for the sake of playing faster, however. If audition time rolls around and you still can't get something clean or accurate, it's better to play it a little slower and accurate than faster and sloppy. Don't forget that I'll be shifting to around quarter note equals 70 for the più largo section, and I'll be playing it in a more rubato style. Thank you. third etude is number 11. In this etude, you will begin at the più lento section, which is the pickup to measure 21, and play to the end. There are a few things to discuss about this etude before we jump into the playing. The first is the key, A-flat to start, changing to D-flat at measure 37, and then changing to C at measure 48. Don't forget all of those flats. We have two turns, one in measure 23 and one in measure 39. In measure 23, we begin on a B-flat, go up to C, back down to B-flat, down to A natural, then back to B-flat, before slurring up to the F. In measure 39, we begin on F, go up to G-flat, back to F, down to E natural, and then back to F. You may want to try using fourth position, or first and second valves, for the E, for a smoother flow through the turn. Because the turn spans the duration of a quarter note, you may want to delay slightly before playing the turn, like this. Quite a few awkward slurs in this etude. Snappy valve movements will help make the slurs cleaner. For instance, the first two notes of measure 30 cannot be played cleanly unless you slam your valves down from the C to the A flat. In the measures with the fermatas, you are allowed to use some rubato to help with the phrasing. You'll hear what I'm talking about in the run-through. In the D flat section, make sure you play the dotted 8th, 16th rhythm accurately. No triplet feeling. Snap those 16th notes out quickly. When you get to the C major section, you have flexibility issues to contend with. Take these slurs out of context and practice them a lot. These are lip slurs, but using slight tongue and jaw movement will help get them clean. Practice the slurring section starting on page 39 of the Arban book for some supplemental exercises. If you notice, the last section of the etude, beginning with the pickup to measure 53, is the exact same material as the beginning of the etude, which is supposed to be at a quicker tempo. I am going to pick up the pace at this section in my recording, and I suggest that you do the same. Try to finish out the etude with a light, clean tonguing style. I'm only going to have one practice tempo for the section from measure 21 to 52. I'll play strict rhythms with no rubato, but on the entire run-through I will be using rubato. Let's first start with measure 21 through 28 at quarter note equals 70. Now measures 28 through 36 at quarter note equals 70. Here are the pickups to measure 37 to 44 at quarter note equals 70. Here are the pickups to measure 45 to 52 at quarter note equals 70. Like I said before, the section beginning with the pickup to measure 53 should return to a quicker tempo like the beginning of the etude. The first practice tempo I will play is at quarter note equals 72. Here's the same section at quarter note equals 88. Okay, time for the run-through. I'm going to play the più lento section at approximately quarter note equals 84. It is my interpretation that the etude should push ahead, especially at the lip trill section, so I'm going to do that. I will play the last section, beginning with the pickup to measure 53, at approximately quarter note equals 106. Well, that wraps up the large school etudes. I hope this was of some help to you as you prepare for your audition. Please feel free to write to me with any comments or questions you may have at wtakacs@mail.wtamu.edu. And if you like this podcast, please tell your band director and your trumpet playing friends about it. Best of luck during your school year and at your audition. Now we come to the small school etudes. This is year D of the 5-year rotation, which is page 2 and page 35 of the Voxman Selected Studies book. I recorded this for the last cycle, which was in 2004, and the West Texas A&M University Music Department distributed it on CDs. I am simply going to place that CD recording in its entirety in this podcast for you. Because you don't have the track breakdown, I will tell you how the CD is organized. It begins with some general commentary about practicing, then moves into a concert G tuning note. Following that are your required scales, starting with concert G, then C, F, B-flat, E-flat, A-flat, D-flat, and then the chromatic scale, all at quarter note equals 120. Next, I'll talk a little bit about the Galay C major etude, and then play it in sections for you. The first section is from measure 1 through 16 at quarter note equals 60. Then I play measures 16 through 28 at quarter note equals 60. I play the last section, measures 29 through 40, also at quarter note equals 60, before playing the entire etude at quarter note equals 72. After that, I talk a little bit about the Gaudi Allegro Mosso etude before breaking it down into sections. I play the first section, measures 1 through 17, at 3 different tempos, dotted quarter equals 50, then 66, and then 80. Then I play the middle section, measures 18 through 32, at the same 3 tempos, 50, 66, and 80. And then I do the same thing with the last section. Following that is a complete run-through of the etude at dotted quarter note equals 90. I hope that this assists you in your audition preparation. If you have any questions about the podcast, please email me at wtakacs@mail.wtamu.edu. Good luck, and thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Bill Takas, trumpet professor at West Texas A&M University and principal trumpet of the Amarillo Symphony. This is an interactive practice CD to help in the preparation of the Trumpet Allstate audition material for the 2004-2005 academic year. This recording is set up so you can listen to and practice along with short and long segments of the etudes. My advice to you is to start preparing these etudes as soon as you can and pay extremely close attention to all of the details. Read through them many times very slowly so you can catch every rhythm, accidental, articulation, and dynamic notation and get it right the first time. This is the most crucial time in your learning of the music because if you don't practice accurately, you may form incorrect habits that will be very difficult to unlearn later and will cost you precious time. I will perform these etudes with a metronome at slower tempos for you to hear these details. I strongly advocate the use of a metronome to develop accurate rhythms and steady tempo, but using a metronome for the slower etudes is problematic due to the many tempo changes and subtle musical nuances required for a good performance. In this case, when performing with the metronome at slower tempos, I will not deviate from the steady tempo in order for you to hear the rhythms accurately. However, in the final performance of the slow etude, I will observe the indicated tempo changes that are impossible to play with the metronome. Also remember that the final performances are my own interpretations and are certainly not the only way you could perform the music. My concept of the piece may be very different from yours or your teacher's, and that's perfectly acceptable. That's the beauty of music. There are no boundaries to what can be done outside of playing the written ink on the page. I may stretch certain phrases, purposely push through others, or add my own dynamic interpretations to certain sections. My advice is to be creative and try different phrasing ideas. Record yourself and see what works and what doesn't work. Play for fellow students and teachers and get their opinions. Above all, have fun and make music. If you have questions about my interpretations or about the music itself, feel free to email me at the address found on the CD liner. Best of luck to you in your preparation of these etudes. You will hear a tuning note, concert G, in track 2. Tune carefully.
Thank you.
Beautiful sound should be your main focus in the C major etude by Gallet. Develop your tone from pianissimo to fortissimo and practice extending your extreme dynamic levels. I would execute the turns as indicated at the bottom of the page and make sure you practice going straight through to the second ending. How much you accelerate in the fifth line is up to you, but keep it under control and in a tasteful manner. You should return to the original tempo by the third beat of the first measure of the sixth line. Play all of your rhythms and articulations very accurately, and complete your performance with a gentle rallentando to nicely round out the final phrase. The Allegro Mosso Etude by Gatti is obviously a double-tonguing exercise. Do not fall into the trap of playing your double-tongue notes too staccato and dry so that the listener hears more tongue than tone. Practice and compare your TK double-tonguing style to using DG syllables and choose the one you can execute more cleanly. Start slowly and build your tempo and tongue endurance gradually. Once you get to a faster tempo, you may find that playing the notes grouped in threes, as in measure four, is more difficult to execute cleanly than the double-tonguing is. You will need to practice using a lighter tongue and simply practice the coordination between these two groupings. Add in the effective echo passages in line 6 and 7, and again in line 9, as well as the other dynamic indications.